MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions. Chatting now with Kevin Osborne, portfolio manager at Old Mutual Investment Group. Kevin, appreciate the early morning time. We've got President-elect Trump coming in on 20 Jan, who will be sworn in. Jury's out on what he might mean for the African continent. But short answer is that he's likely to be very pro-business. Republicans generally are. And that will be good, more or less, for global equity markets, notwithstanding his threats of BRICS tariffs over the weekend.
Yeah, good morning. Yes, it's, Trump coming in is, we've seen it before, so we're not expecting too much different from what we saw before. I think how this impacts China is very important to Africa, although in the space that we generally operate, the countries that are important to the funds that we run, the commodity side is not as big. So, the big markets we look at are Morocco, Egypt, Kenya, and Nigeria. So, they're not typically Chinese commodity markets.
The one thing, and you talk around that, and I mean, truthfully, U.S.-China sort of trade tensions, which started under the first Trump term, but Biden didn't in any way turn them off. They can create some opportunities for the continent. You mentioned some of the markets. It's going to be commodities. But the valuations broadly across the continent are very low. I mean, there is really great value to be found across Africa, particularly you mentioned Egypt, Nigeria, Morocco, Kenya. Great values.
Yeah, so I've been looking at now since 2012, and certainly in that time we haven't seen value as attractive as what we're seeing now. The strategy we run is somewhere in around a sort of 5 to 6 PE. we expect growth in the region of around 4 in local currency terms, sort of 15%. So yeah, valuations are very, very attractive at this point, certainly relative to their own histories.
There's also, I mean, telcos a big part, and the story of how sort of the continent skipped a fixed line, went straight to mobile. We've got Airtel, which is listed in London. Of course, we've got our own MTN listed in Johannesburg. These are not necessarily listed in the markets, although MTN's got listings in a bunch of their markets, but it is African exposure, and you don't need to necessarily go into some of the smaller exchanges.
Yeah, those are options. So coming back to both Airtel and MTN, and the other big one is Orange, the French telecom mobile operator, who's got some listed businesses across the continent. They're getting exposure, and interestingly, it surprises me just how strong the growth is at the moment. And it's as Africa switches from using voice to using data. So, I guess we've all been using WhatsApp calling for, 10 years or whatever, however long it's been around. But actually in Africa, you've still got a lot of people using the old phones rather than switching to smartphones. So the growth's been very, very strong. We actually favor at this point more of the local listed telcos. Mm-hmm. That are offering sort of better value from our perspective. So that would be, some of the subsidiaries of MTN. They've got a listing in Uganda, in Nigeria, Rwanda, and in Ghana. And in Airtel's got one or two listings as well. They're in Zambia and Uganda. And the reason we prefer the local listings actually is that they don't have all the balance sheet issues that MTN and Airtel both have. They're both over indebted. Mm-hmm. Whereas at the local subsidiary level, you're getting more clean exposure just to what's going on in the operating at the operating level, and we're seeing, particularly like I was saying, the surprises me to the upside that we're seeing revenue growth in the 20 to 30% out of these businesses, and you think of utilities typically, you don't see that sort of growth, so that has really surprised me. I mean, they've also got the kicker of mobile money. So, the famous M-Pesa that we've seen in, which, sort of started in Kenya. We now see that in a few other markets. So Uganda's a big M-Pesa market. A lot of the East African countries, actually. And then the other big one is Ghana. And I guess in the last 2 years, both MTN and Airtel, which are the two big operators in Nigeria, got mobile money operating licenses, although they, we haven't seen big traction there yet.
Yeah, no, I take the point. I mean, fintech, we talk about it all the time, and of course it originated, as you say, with M-Pesa, but it is spreading and there are licenses coming. And like your point, we see perhaps better growth in the subsidiaries and they don't have the challenges of the sort of central balance sheet. We leave it there. It's Gavin Osborne, Portfolio Manager, Old Mutual Investment Group. Appreciate the early morning time. This podcast is brought to you by StanLib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions.